8:20, 20 minutes after 8. And about the only surprise in the Wayne County elections last night was a glitch that slowed down how fast the election numbers came in for those races. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson all over the story. In fact, he has more on the races for Wayne County executive, sheriff, and a jail millage renewal. Good morning, Lloyd. Welcome back.
Good morning, Paul W. It was a late night and an early morning for some Wayne County races and some others due to a modem issue. Results were slow to come in to Wayne County, where only a handful of votes had been reported in key races as of about 1 this morning. But it appears all is well, and the precincts have now been counted. In the race for Wayne County Executive, with 100% of the precincts reporting, incumbent Wayne County Executive Warren Evans was victorious over his Democratic opponent, Muhammad Alam, 85% to 15%. Evans explains his agenda for the next 4 years.
Economic development is a big part of what we need to do, but health care issues, I think COVID told us what we already knew, which is the disparity in health care for African Americans is crazy, and in a county that can deal with indigent health care far better than some places needs to step up and work very hard at that. The other thing is workforce development, because we've got to get people in jobs. You know, the nature of jobs are becoming more technology-oriented and robotics and those sorts of things.
Over in the sheriff's race, to fill the remaining 2 years of the late Benny Napoleon's term, with 100% of the precincts reported, appointed Wayne County Sheriff Ray Washington will now be the elected sheriff with 48% of the vote. His closest competitor, Joan Merriweather, had 28%. Sheriff Washington says first on his agenda is to fill the holes in his staff.
We're still working our officers overtime, mandatory occasionally, because we're short-staffed, and we're short-staffed all over the country. But I believe we can turn this around. We have some very good recruiters. And I don't know that the numbers will ever be what they once were, but we're getting people interested in our Wayne County Sheriff's Office. I think we'll get there. And if we're not there, we're going to get close. And it's not because we're not going to keep working, because I believe that this is still an honorable profession. And there are people that still want to be involved in law enforcement.
And there was also a jail millage, Paul W., on the primary ballot last night, which is a 10-year renewal. That would generate about $45 million a year for jail operations. 100% of the precincts counted. The jail millage won handedly 61% to 39%. And there were some commissioners' races just to let you know, too, as well. District 1, Tim Colleen was the winner. District 2, Jonathan Kinlock. District 3, Martha Scott. In District 4, it was Clara Comente. District 5, Irma Clark Coleman. District 6, Monique Baker McCormick. District 11 is Al Hades, and in District 13, Sam Badoon won, but he will face a Republican challenger in November, Ann Clark, who also won in the 13th District on the Republican side.
Do we like the fact that in primaries in Michigan, you can only vote on one side of the ledger or the other? Do we like that?
I don't think many people do. I don't think many people.
How do we change that?
We would have to go through the legislature or in the Secretary of State. We would have to get that done where you could have a primary where you could cross over. At this point, it's not like that.
No, it isn't. I salute and think it was a great move that Warren Evans continues to be the Wayne County executive. I don't think anyone's running against him in the November election.
No.
I think Sheriff Washington deserved to get this job. He got it initially with the sad loss of Benny. But I think he's earned the right to be the truly elected sheriff. We're happy for him. And as far as the jail millage renewal, I wonder how millages went all across the country. But that's a generous victory for another 10 years. Kind of just a renewal, really, but 61% to 39%.
And Paul W. and I looked at some of the other millages across the metro and in different cities and townships. For the most part, I would say almost 98, maybe 99% of them passed.
Interesting. I mean, there have been times when it's been tough to get people to say, yeah, we'll spend new money or even continue spending the money that's now, already there just to continue it. But that's people have come to the realization that the things we need and want our government to be involved with and to do does cost money.
Yes.
That doesn't take away from the fact that there's a lot of wasted money. We just found that from the thing that finally passed to take care of our veterans, and we should always take care of our veterans. And the way it was played when the Republicans voted against it was not the honest way, because they honestly didn't like some of the fat, the pork that had been put in that bill. They removed the pork, and now they've revoted, and the veterans will be taken care of the way they should be. But you can't just take it for granted, because that's just the way it works in Washington. People see something that's good at its heart and soul and throw in a bunch of other stuff.
It's not just Washington, Paul W. You know,
well,
that
happens. I guess you're absolutely right about that. It's not just Washington. So first, nope. I get lambasted by our friend Joe Bellino, Representative Joe Bellino from Monroe. He's the guy who we all knew at Broadway Market and have known now in his position serving Michigan. And he'd call us all Babe. Hey, Babe. How you doing, Babe? Because probably he couldn't think of her name, and it was just easier. He saw and met a lot of people. Hey, Babe. Well, I'm happy to say that Hey, Babe did win in his primary. Joe Bellino is going to go back to Lansing and serve the people. I think he does a nice job. But he is lambasting me for missing the, I guess it must have been the Monroe County Fair Parade, which I did used to go to, and my mother would be there, and we would all sit on the porch of my cousin, Dina Vanderpool, Coach Vanderpool, there in Monroe, and we would see the parade go by. And I, in fact, when I spoke to Congresswoman Debbie Dingell recently, I said, yeah, I miss those days when you and Congressman John Dingell would be in that Monroe County Fair Parade. But, you know, everything's changed. Besides the loss of John, she doesn't have that area anymore as her jurisdiction.
Right. That's right.
So things do change. But I'm sorry, Babe. I'll try to make it to Dina's Monroe County Fair Parade next time. Because it is it's a nice parade. It's a nice party. It's a great town.
Have you been Grand Marshal there before?
You know, it's funny you asked that question. I was something. I was.
Okay. I don't know. You would know better than I would. I would think.
Well, not really. ask Ann or Kim. My memories.
Okay.
They remember stuff. And now you just remembered something that I know I was in a car waving to people in the Monroe County Fair Parade many years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was honorary grand marshal or what.
Something like that.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta sometimes remember some of these things and be grateful. I got a lot to be grateful for. A lot to be grateful for. And I got to tell you something else. I'm sorry, what was that?
I think we all do.
I think our lives would be better if we figure that out and we practice gratefulness more.
Yeah.
And you should hear this because, you know, I am a worrier.
Oh, boy.
That's kind of putting it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to something that the late, great Irma Bombeck once said. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you very far.
Well
said. Think about that.
Yes.
Be fearless.
Right on.
Be fearless. Let's see if I can get that through my thick head. Lloyd Jackson, thank you, sir, very much. Ann Thomas, Sean Bellegian, the whole team here, as we take a quick break for news on this Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.